Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi's decision to roll back a controversial edict that gave him sweeping powers really hasn't satisfied his critics. Opposition forces are planning a massive rally tomorrow as Morsi has refused to delay a constitutional referendum. Joining us live this morning, Mark Ginsburg, former U.S. ambassador to Morocco and White House advisor, now a senior vice president of APCO Worldwide. Ambassador, you're not surprised at all by Morsi's power grab, were you?
No, not at all, because the Muslim Brotherhood has essentially been planning this ever since it took office when Morsi was elected. And remember, if it had not been for the overthrow of after King Farouk in 1952, the Muslim Brotherhood would essentially have been planning this seizure of power and the Islamization of Egypt for many decades.
Why did he back down here? Was it a lack of support from the military?
On the contrary, I think in the end, this was more of a tactical retreat. The military has been bought off with the new constitutional provisions that essentially grant it exactly what it wants, which is to maintain its own authority over its own affairs. And ultimately, the ground game in Egypt will determine the future of the constitutional approval, because in the end, no matter what Morsi does, the Muslim Brotherhood is far better organized than its opposition to secure a vote for a new constitution, which essentially imposes more than merely religious control over the country, but politically Islamist control over the country.
In your field guide to the current Middle East mess, part deux, you seem particularly concerned about the situation in Syria, not only because of the violence against the Syrian people, but about Syria's relationship to the rest of the Middle East.
Syria has essentially become ground zero in what essentially is a proxy war between the United States and Iran. And what essentially is happening there is that it's becoming a failed state. Al-Qaeda has infiltrated into the country. People are furious with the West. The humanitarian crisis in the country is enormous. It's almost unheard of and unpalatable for Americans to understand how many tens of thousands of people are now desperate on the borders. And there's no one way to stop the weapons of mass destruction that Syria has from being moved or possibly being utilized. And frankly, gentlemen, we don't even know who is going to replace President Assad, no matter what the so-called friends of Syria decide or not decide, because in the end, the military commanders who are the rebels will decide that fate, not the political leaders outside the country.
You know, we look at Iran, Syria, Gaza, Egypt, Libya, and more. It's like a tinderbox here, ready to explode. What does the U.S. do to try to defuse this?
It's going to be very hard, because in the end, it's American strategic interests that have to be protected as we navigate this. The Obama administration is going to have to essentially determine what are America's strategic interests, how do we navigate them. That includes dealing with Iran's nuclear weapons, protecting our alliance with Israel, trying to find some way to deal with the Islamic emerging countries in the Middle East, and ultimately trying to prevent the region from basically developing more nuclear weapons and sliding into chaos. From Mali to North Africa to Syria, you have a resurgence of Al-Qaeda and Islamic extremism that has to be contended with.
Wow. Ambassador, always appreciate you coming on with us. Thank you so much.
Good to be with you, gentlemen. Good morning.
Ambassador Mark Ginsburg.